Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment and a thank you to PORAC for information on the cost of cashless bail in California. Following in New Jersey's footsteps, our state legislators are faced with the decision to reform the bail system in California. Like in New Jersey, the reform removes monetary bail and establishes an assessment tool to determine whether or not a criminal must remain detained until their court date or be released under their own recognizance. But can one assessment truly determine whether or not a criminal will commit another crime if released without bail? Is that something a series of questions can predict? California's bail reform bill, SB 10, authored by Senator Robert Hertzberg, Democrat of Van Nuys, passed through the Assembly Public Safety Committee on a 4-2 vote with one assembly member abstaining. A coalition of law enforcement and crime victims groups are fighting this dangerous bill. The author of the bill has not accepted the amendments that law enforcement has offered. The coalition is opposed to SB 10 for the following reasons. First, SB 10 retains probable release for significant crimes, including domestic violence and certain crimes involving human trafficking. Also, SB 10 allows the prosecution to make a motion seeking pretrial detention in limited felony cases. The timelines created by SB 10 make those hearings unrealistic and unspecified. Also, as currently written, SB 10 imposes unrealistic responsibilities and expectations on the pretrial services agencies that courts and district attorneys would rely on for information. Police reports and investigations may be ongoing. Victims may still be undergoing medical treatment, sexual assault examinations, and police interviews. We cannot expect victims still recovering from trauma to testify in contested hearings within hours of an incident. Without this relevant information, the court cannot make a reasonable verdict regarding public safety, the victim, and the defendant. Finally, we're concerned that the permissive structure for release under SB 10 will be insufficient to ensure that the accused return for their court date. A coalition of groups has voted to introduce a new bail reform bill written by Los Angeles County District Attorney Jack Lacey. PORAC, California District Attorneys Association, the California Police Chiefs Association, Crime Victims United, and other law enforcement organizations are co-sponsoring this legislation, which works to reasonably reform our current bail system without jeopardizing victim safety or our communities. Disclosure, I am a member of two of those groups. Cashless bail on its face seems to be an equity issue. In reality, it can endanger public safety, as it has cost lives in New Jersey already. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.